Fridays at 8:30. It's always a pleasure to welcome one of the best political humorists and satirists in the world, Bill Melberg. You can learn about Bill at eveningwiththepresidents.com. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Good morning, Connect FM listeners.
Bill, this is another...
Happy belated birthday, Stevie J.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Yes, I turned another year earlier in the week.
Uh-huh.
39.
39. Actually, 29. My mom's in the 29th
oh,
club.
Okay.
So, Bill, this is another jam-packed news week. Where do you think we should begin with all of this?
Well, Stevie and Diane, I'm in a bit of a musical mood this morning, so rather than having a dry, boring discussion of the headlines, I thought it might be fun to play another round of musical news.
Ah, yes, that's the game in which I play a song or a piece of music, and our guests try to figure out the news story from the past week that goes with the music. And here to play musical news with us once again are two former presidential candidates. Democrat Al Gore. Hello, sir.
Hi, Stevie. Happy birthday. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Hello, Connect FM listeners.
And Republican Bob Dole.
Bob Dole says good morning, Stevie. Bob Dole says good morning, Diane.
Hello.
Bob Dole says good morning, Connect FM listeners.
And Stevie J reminds our listeners, as always, that Bob Dole always refers to himself in the third person. In other words, Bob Dole says Bob Dole instead of using the pronoun I. Unlike Barack Obama, who loves to use the pronoun I, as in I got Bin Laden, I am the president, and I am the one we've been waiting for. In any case, gentlemen, you played musical news with us before, so you know what the idea of the game is. I am going to play a short musical clip, and you are going to identify the song and tell us how it relates to some news story in the past week. For example, listen to this. Recognize that tune as the University of Wisconsin fight song On Wisconsin. And the news story behind that song was, of course, the Tuesday primary, Wisconsin primary, where Mitt Romney picked up a solid victory in his effort to win the Republican nomination for president. So now that you remember how the game works, let's play musical news. Name this song and tell me how it relates to a recent news story. Here we go.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. What a crazy, crazy party. Never seen so many people. Laughing, dancing.
All right, let's go to Senator Bob Dole. Senator Dole.
Stevie, Bob Dole knows Willie Nelson when Bob Dole hears Willie Nelson.
Yes, sir.
And Bob Dole says that's Willie Nelson singing The Party's Over.
Yeah.
And the news story behind that song are the primary campaigns of Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, and Ron Paul. Time to get out of the race, guys. Party's over. Bob Dole's man, Mitt Romney, is going to be the Republican nominee. And hopefully Mitt Romney will do better than Bob Dole did in the November election.
That's right. You lost your bid for the White House in 1996.
And don't forget 1980 and 1988.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Bob Dole lost the Republican nomination in both those years. Plus, Bob Dole lost the vice presidency when Bob Dole ran with Jerry Ford in 1976.
Ouch. But Bob Dole did win that first round of musical news, so let's try another. Listen to this song.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. stranger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name.
All right, what's the song and the story, Bob Dole?
Bob Dole doesn't know that one, Stevie.
How about former Vice President Al Gore? Can you name the song and the news story, former Vice President Al Gore?
Al Gore thinks the song is called Secret Agent Man, but Al Gore doesn't know the news story connected with it.
Well, the song title is obvious, but let's see if a little audio clip from Russian television will help you identify the news story that goes with it.
My last election, please.
Yeah. And
after my election, I have more flexibility.
Yeah. And this, I transmit this information to Vladimir and Mr. Stanford.
That clip was a little difficult to hear, but that was President Obama earlier in the week telling Russian President Dmitry Medvedev that he will, quote, have more flexibility, unquote, to negotiate American disarmament after the election. And the Russian president says, I understand. I will transmit this information to Vladimir. Vladimir, of course, is President-elect Vladimir Putin, who was a KGB agent in his younger years. So what's the news story, Bob Dole?
Stevie?
Yes?
The story is that President Obama passed along a secret message about post-election disarmament to Vladimir Putin via Dmitry
Medvedev.
And President Medvedev, Dmitry, said, I understand. I'll pass this information along to Vladimir. So President Medvedev, Dmitry, was acting like a secret agent, man.
Yes, that's the story, Bob Dole. How'd you ever guess?
I don't know.
Gentlemen, let's keep the game going with this song.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand.
Vice President Al Gore, do you know this one, sir?
I think I do, Stevie. That's Ben King singing the song Stand By Me. And the news story behind the song was President Obama's rather blatant plea earlier this week to the liberal members of the Supreme Court, a.k.a. the Supremes, to stand by him on Obamacare.
You're right. You got that one, Vice President Al Gore. So now let's try another. Name the song and the news story.
Yes,
sir.
Maybe the song is Lying Eyes by the Eagles.
Yes, yes.
And the story is everything Barack Obama said in that horrible speech he gave on Tuesday to the press corps. He lied about the Supreme Court. He lied about Congressman Paul Ryan's budget. He lied about Mitt Romney. He lied about
Hold on there, Senator. We'll give you the song and the story, but we really don't have time for you to go down the entire list of lies, sir. However...
It'll take all day.
I do want to thank you, Bob Dole, and former Vice President Al Gore, for playing musical news with us once again. That's all the time we have for musical news today, and I think it was a draw. So we'll have to invite you both to come back for another round some Friday morning in the future.
Bob Dole would love to come back. Al Gore would love to come back, too.
Well, we thank both of you. And when we come back...
Here comes Peter Cottontail.
Political humorist Bill Melberg will have one more song for us on this Good Friday morning.
Poppin' Easter's on its way.
On 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM.
Bring in every girl and boy. Baskets full of Easter joy. Things to make your Easter bright and gay.
Political humorist Bill Melberg. And Bill, I know you have one more song for us this morning. Let's see if we can identify it.
All right, Stevie and Diane. Just a little more Bob Dole.
Yeah.
Henry Kissinger there.
Yeah.
I think you'll recognize this next piece of very famous music on this Good Friday morning, and I'm sure you'll know what it's all about. So here it is.
It reminds us that many of our listeners are about to celebrate Easter Sunday and Passover starting tonight.
That's right, Stevie and Diane, and I'd like to take this opportunity on behalf of myself to wish you and Diane and your families and all of our Connect FM listeners and their families a very happy and blessed Easter, a happy Passover, and safe travels if they're journeying to visit relatives and friends in other places.
Well, thank Monsignor Great. Mark Meridian yesterday from St. Matthew's Parish. Kind of gave us the timeline of the Last Supper, the Garden of Gethsemane, the being in front of Pontius Pilate at 6 in the morning. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I would have thought that had been later in the day,
but
you got a crowd gathered at 6 a.m. without coffee? I mean, come on. You're gonna free Barabbas? And you... What are you doing? I just it sounds so early, but I guess people went to bed when it got dark and they got up when it got light.
Right.
So, but the whole thing starting at the walk, the noon crucifixion, 3 o'clock, Jesus on the cross and dead. And then, of course, 3 days later. So it's the biggest.
Well, actually, 2 days later.
Was it two or on the third day?
Well,
on the third day. On the third day.
On the third day, but it's 2 days.
Thank you for that.
Not to be technical.
No, that's good. That's good. And then, of course, that is the significance of the Christian faith, obviously.
Sure.
We wouldn't celebrate Christmas if not for Easter.
Forgiveness.
Yeah.
And happy Passover, which, of course, if you saw the film The Ten Commandments, you know what that's all about.
Well, that was... Charlton Heston, of course.
Yeah.
Or wasn't that Moses himself in the film?
No, that was
Charlton. Was Charlton.
Yeah, right. Well, Bill, always a pleasure. Thank you for your time and talent, my friend, as always.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, my
Happy
friend.
Easter.
We'll talk next Friday. All right, Diane, we're out of time. Thank you.
Enjoy the weekend.
Stand by for The Herd with Colin Cowherd, then Scott Van Pelt Show. More from the Masters live. and it's Cardinal baseball. We'll be up 2:15 for pregame, 3:10 first pitch on your home for Cardinals baseball. 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Easter weekend. Talk to you on Monday.